When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares if you walk the lines and not the squares. As you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. It's written on the rainbow in letters made of gold. Written on the rainbow, there's wisdom to behold.
Hey everyone, this is the Helping Friendly Podcast. This is an extra bonus quick hit where we're going to go behind the donuts with Felicia. Felicia, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome back. You've been on the podcast a lot of times, and we appreciate you coming back on. I'm here with Matt and Jonathan as well. Hey, guys.
Hey there. Howdy. Welcome, Felicia.
Felicia, the internet is abuzz about donuts, which is awesome. It sort of started, obviously, before the run with the tickets and some of the stuff that Fish put out there, but I guess, as to many of us, the Federal Donuts kind of partnership was a surprise and a really awesome addition. And I know you've been working with Federal Donuts and with that company for a long time and putting in a ton of hard work. And it's just really cool to see that come together. So I guess, first of all, congratulations, because I feel like this is probably something that you've been working on for a while. But I think people would love to hear kind of a little bit of the backstory, how it came together, the inspiration for it, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, this has been, like, Friday, I thought to myself, this has been the happiest day of my life. Like, literally, you know, I've never been married, don't have any children, so Fish and Federal Donuts coming together at this point really has been, like, a peak life experience.
That's great.
We really owe the connection to our friend Mark Welker, not that Welker, but another great Welker, who is the executive pastry chef at 11 Madison Park and the Nomad here in New York City. And like us, he is a huge Fish fan, and he's also a big fan of Federal Donuts. And I guess when the band is in town and their management is in town, they often eat at Nomad. So Jason, who is Fish's manager, reached out to Mark and asked him, hey, you know, we've got this crazy idea for donuts at the shows, and could you create a proposal for me of places that could handle this kind of, you know, a big order? And Mark told me, he's coincidentally seated right next to me in 107.
Wow.
And he told me that, I know, isn't that cool? It's just serendipity. He told us that he wrote a proposal with like 15 suggestions of different places, a long proposal, but he wrote at the top, just have Federal Donuts do it. And he was like, I don't think Jason
That's
got
great.
Any further than that. Because he called you like right after that. So I don't know if other options were explored, but as soon as you know, Jason got in touch with me, I just immediately went to my partners, because there's five owners of Federal Donuts, and was like, can we do this logistically? Because it is definitely a challenge. You know, we're not a factory. We are handmade everything. And so making thousands of donuts per day and getting them to New York in time is a real, you know, it's a logistical challenge. So my staff was super duper fired up to make it work, and all the owners were like, yes, let's do it, let's make it happen. And we've just been pushing forward on this for like the past like 6 weeks.
6 weeks obviously was the kind of getting it together. When did that conversation start?
I think Jason called me like less than 2 months ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it did come together pretty quickly.
Yeah. I think that they were like kind of, because the other aspects of the tour are obviously so much more important, like all the logistics and everything that needs to happen. So this was kind of like a fun thing to add on. And we were like, can we do it? Can you guys do it? Can we get the packaging designed and shipped in time? All that kind of stuff had to happen really quickly.
I was wondering about that, because I've been to one of your shops, and you know, I know you do, you know, on or on demand donuts, and the idea of making this many donuts every day. How many donuts roughly, at least, are you guys giving out each night?
I'm not at liberty to give the exact number. It
That's
is
fair.
Thousands of donuts. Yeah.
Thousands of donuts. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it couldn't be 20,000. Seemed impossible.
No.
So
I'm seeing a little complaining on the internet, and I'm like, wow, is there anybody out there who really thinks you could make 20,000 donuts like for 13 nights every night? That's insane.
Yeah, maybe some certain mega chains, but then, I mean, you're getting mega chain donuts, and it's just not the same kind
exactly.
of thing anyway. So, yeah.
Where would you store 20,000 donuts?
Couldn't even imagine. I think it's a remarkable effort regardless. And so you mentioned that you've got five partners and Federal Donuts. You guys you've expanded recently. Didn't I see a picture of a new shop somewhere?
Yeah, we just opened our first store out of Philadelphia, which is in Miami, in the Wynwood Arts District. And actually, our sister restaurant, also same ownership and shared partners, Dizengoff, is opening today in Miami, right next door to Federal Donuts.
Felicia, as far as the planning process, and I understand there's probably, since we're still in the middle of the run, there's probably some things that you can't talk about yet, but are you able to tell us, like, did the band come to you and say, listen, these are the 13 flavors that you have to do? Did you guys pitch flavors? How did all that work?
Basically, I received a list that was flavors that came from the band and were their ideas. And they were pretty, you know, simple, like you've seen from the last couple nights. Like the first night was just coconut and then strawberry. So like a sort of simple idea. And they were like, how would you interpret this? So people are giving us a lot of credit for the set list, which I think is sort of misdirected, because the band obviously did everything, and we kind of just fulfilled what they were envisioning. So,
oh, that's cool.
We are a very proud vendor and not so much a collaborator.
You started to hint at this earlier. So are you guys making the donuts in your shops in Philly and then transporting them up each day, or did you set up kind of like a remote Federal Donuts location for a few weeks?
Yeah, we did talk about both of those possibilities, but ultimately we decided home is where the magic happens. So we are making all the donuts in Philadelphia very early every morning, and then they're being delivered every day to the garden.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's quite a feat. I'm extremely proud of our staff and our crew. They are working so hard. Our chef, Matt Fine, is working overnight to make this happen, in addition to all of his enormous usual responsibilities. So it's definitely been a huge effort from our staff, and they're really, really doing a great job. I'm so proud of them.
That's amazing. And I think, you know, like you said, I'd say that you guys are a collaborator based on the just, you know, delivering on the vision, which is harder than people think to do, obviously. So it's really awesome to see. Are you have there been any surprises for you along the past few nights, just in terms of the process or the planning? Or I know these big projects like this sometimes can, you know, funny things can happen. Is there anything that sort of surprised you, or anything interesting that happened that you didn't expect?
I have been happily unsurprised by the deliveries and the execution. Everyone has done such a good job. We have volunteers from Waterwheel and Headcount who are handing out the donuts at the distribution points. We also have like a team captain for each distribution point who's kind of taking the lead and, you know, making sure everything happens the way it needs to. And I've been so proud of our volunteers and staff up here in New York. They have really done an amazing job. Beth Rowles from Fish Inc. coordinated all the volunteers through Headcount and Waterwheel, and they're just like wonderful people. They love fish so much, and they are so fired up to like hand out donuts and like see everyone smiling and like go through this process every night and take time out of their show experience to do it. So that's been, all the surprises have been really happy surprises. Like, I'm just so proud of everybody involved. Everyone's got such great energy and like is really excited to do it.
So maybe we can transition a little bit to your experience over the past few nights. I guess I would just ask, have the shows been even more, you know, important or rewarding for you, seeing how they play on these themes? And is that something that was surprising to you in terms of how much they integrated that into set lists and performances? And does that give you a little bit of extra satisfaction for the shows?
Oh, definitely. My feet have not touched the ground since I like got into New York on Friday afternoon. And it's actually really weird. I was like, had a meeting at the garden at 2 p.m. that was like the walkthrough, you know, where we met with everybody and we're like, okay, how are we going to do this? Where's the spots? Like, get all the, you know, the ducks lined up. And I was literally walking into the subway to go to the garden when the fish announcement like dropped on social media. And so I'm like trying to like keep up and like, you know, post from Federal Donuts, and like I'm getting like a million texts and my phone is like blowing up, and I have to like get in the subway, and I got off at the wrong stop and I was like almost late for my meeting. And then I just, as soon as I walked into the, you know, through the employee entrance of the garden, I was just like, I can't believe this is real life. Like, it's just been amazing. And then the shows have been so good, like so good. This has been an incredible run so far, and it just makes it, it's like all like icing, you know?
Yes. Good pun. I like it.
Yeah, well, that was kind of the next...
I was going to say gravy, and then I backed
up. No, icing's better. That's the next thing that I think we wanted to ask you about is the shows themselves. I think we all generally agree that they've been good. Any specific highlights, personal highlights of the musically of the show so far?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The MoMA was like incredible. One of the best MoMAs I've ever seen. The It's Ice is the best It's Ice I've ever seen in my life. The other night, that was like such a journey. It was like so fish. Just like huge jams, amazing song selections. The covers have been like knocking me down, like that Moon Age. I mean, saw it at Halloween, hoping it would come back, and it just knocks me out every time. And the obviously the Sweet Jane is like something I think a lot of us have always wanted to see, and I've never seen it. So it's been really special.
They seem to be picking up on this theme. I like the, to me, what's been really impressive just watching on the webcast so far is like the a cappella songs, which obviously are playing on these themes. They're taking them so seriously and clearly preparing so much for them. And so I think this sort of very, very classic fish, like, you know, theme or gimmick or whatever has really kind of energized them in a way. That's what it seems to me. I don't know if you guys think that.
I wonder who did the a cappella arrangements, if it was Carmel West who did the Bowie a cappella arrangement that they did last year.
I don't know.
I don't know, but like they definitely seem completely like trained and rehearsed like in their a cappella performances, and it seems like nobody loves their, you know, their Broadway singing lessons more than Trey.
Totally. <Don't laughs>
Wherever it's coming from, the arrangement was outstanding. I listened to it several times just trying to grapple with the fact that while one was singing, the three guys were simulating a mellotron, which is just not...
Yeah, I mean, they're voicing the instrumentation, which is like that Space Oddity, which I couldn't remember the name of 2 seconds ago, I know is arranged by Carmel West, who's like a pretty like famous Broadway composer. So these are all just, they're so professional and so beautifully executed.
I think that's a pretty good guess. I would like to think that she probably is responsible for what just said.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find out because it's just it's a fascinating approach.
You know, that Strawberry Fields arrangement was not exactly a thrown together one. So I would agree. It sounds like Carmel West is probably the most likely candidate to have arranged that. And hopefully that means that based on the flavors that, you know, she's put some more arrangements in that we're going to hear over the next 10 nights. Well, so maybe we can talk a little bit more about just Federal Donuts in general. Felicia, anything else that's going on in the world of Federal Donuts that we should know about? Obviously, this fish thing is huge for you guys, but I know I read a little bit about the charity restaurant, the Rooster Soup Co. Maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, thank you so much. We've had an incredible experience opening our latest full-service restaurant, which is called Rooster Soup Company. It's in Philadelphia. And it is a philanthropic restaurant, so we donate 100% of the net profits to our partner, Broad Street Ministry, and they provide meals and essential social services to the most vulnerable citizens of Philadelphia. So they do their work in a really unique way. It's called trauma-informed, which is people who are suffering from houselessness and sort of deep poverty are often asked to stand in a line for something, whatever it is. And then when they get to the end of the line, there is like nothing left there for them. And this can cause a trauma, you know, response in you to be traumatized by this experience over and over. So often the normal way that you serve food to people who are hungry is you sort of stand in a line and put some food on a tray, and it's kind of like a cafeteria type vibe. But the problem with this is because people have been traumatized by standing in a line, they sometimes will act out in antisocial ways when asked to stand in a line. So Broad Street Ministry was like, let's just get rid of the line. We don't want to do that. It's not how you would have people over to your house. So they welcome their guests with a host, stands at the door, invite you to sit anywhere you like at a nice table that's covered with a cloth and has a centerpiece and like real silverware. And then volunteer servers come around and pour water and serve food. And so it's a much more dignified and a community type experience. And when people are able to sit around a table and, gain trust in each other, they gain trust in the organization, and then the organization can help them in better ways and ask them, what do you need? You know? So we were so inspired by Broad Street Ministry. We did a Kickstarter 3 years ago and raised almost $200,000 on Kickstarter to get this restaurant open. And it opened in January, and we've just been been pushing forward ever since. We're donating currently like $500 to $750 a week to Broad Street. So that's been like really important for us. Yeah, we wanted to offer hospitality to everyone, not just people who could pay for it. So that's kind of like, we want to be good corporate citizen and give back to the community in Philadelphia. And hopefully this is something reproducible that we could do in other cities as well.
That's really cool, Felicia. And I know that there's some other stuff we'll link to a few things in the notes here, including there's a cookbook coming out in the fall as well.
Yeah, the Federal Donuts book, the partially true spectacular story, is coming out in September. It's available right now for pre-order on Amazon, and there'll probably be something cool that comes with your pre-order. And yeah, it's got recipes, donuts, fried chicken, weird stories, workouts, jokes, you know, just our usual strange lives.
Awesome.
I do love the fried chicken there.
Yeah.
Yes. People talk about the gourmet donuts, but honestly, I mean, the chicken and donuts is, for me, at least where it's at. And I have to make a special trip whenever I'm in town there. I did want to throw in, too, I'm originally from Philly, and it's been cool getting news clippings from like people in my family and other people who are not fish fans necessarily, but are like, whoa, did you see this thing that Federal Donuts is doing? This is so cool. So
yeah,
it's awesome to see you guys get so much amazing publicity for this as well.
Yeah, we're super grateful to the Philadelphia and the fish community for supporting us. Like, in general, I mean, when a fish would play the man, so many fans would just come in to the Federal Donut stores. That is like really noticeable. Obviously you can tell we're hippies. And my business partners would be like, wow, the stores are so busy and the vibe is great. And, you know, I was like, let's like start doing something for the fish fans. Let's make a fish donut. So we've done like Fishman Donuts, and we've done the Fluffhead Donut. And it was just our way of like trying to like say thank you to all these people who are always been so supportive and like gracious.
Matt and Jonathan, anything else you want to ask Felicia?
Oh, you know, I could sit and talk about donuts all day.
Me too.
Yeah. One of my favorite subjects.
And Jonathan, Jonathan is probably the only one of the three of us, at least, who has already had one donut today. So congratulations.
Yes, but it was not hardcore. As special as a Federal Donut. Sadly.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll just make sure, Felicia, to give you our seat locations for this weekend. So just place a couple around for us.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, no, seriously, looking forward to trying them out this weekend.
People breaking their donuts into very small pieces to share.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, that is a very kind and generous thing that most people should probably do. But don't ask for a piece of mine, y'all.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's really cool that nights 4 through 13 are all going to be jam donuts. I think people are really psyched about that. I'm looking forward to it, and I mean, appreciate you being humble about like the contribution you guys have made, but I think that this partnership that you guys are in with the band has like definitely changed this entire run for the better, and it's super exciting to think about and to, you know, anticipate what's going to come next. So thanks for doing your part to make it happen.
Thank you so much. I'm having the time of my life over here. So fun. Yeah.
We're very excited for you guys too.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Thank you for taking the time, Felicia, and you're always welcome back. And maybe we should just put a clip to the MoMA as we go out on this one, as you mentioned that as a favorite from the weekend. So thanks for coming on and thanks for sharing all this with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great run, you guys.
When you walk the streets, you'll have no cares if you walk the lines and not the squares. As you go through life, make this your goal. Watch the donut, not the hole. It's written on the rainbow in letters made of gold. Written on the rainbow, there's wisdom.